So, Pinky, we're driving the Porsche today as I'm going to the dentist, and I just put the snow tires on this car. Oh my goodness, that's loud. So,
system ready.
We have to go and do a little run in the Porsche, and then I can retorque my nuts, because I love a good torque nut. So I'm going to talk about snow tires, batteries, and going to the dentist. I have to be quick too, because my dentist lives out here in the country. Well, they don't live here. They work. They have a little office in one of our little towns out in the country. So it's a very short distance. So I gotta talk fast. Let's see. First, let's go get through these tires. So I put my winter tires on, my Michelin Alpine P4 winter tires. We've had a little bit of snow here, just a couple of dustings of snow. The roads are actually dry now, except for a little bit of gravel left behind by the gravel sanders. You know, salt and snow and all that. And I took my summers off, and I have washed those tires, cleaned them up real good, and I waxed them so they're ready to go back into storage. So that's all done. So this car is winter ready. Now, batteries. I was talking to you. Well, first, let me talk about this dentist situation. So I had a tooth that the dentist decided they should refill the filling, because the filling was from a long time ago. And they said, we really should work on getting your old fillings removed and put in new fillings, because we don't know what's in those old fillings. So I guess I agreed. So about 6 months ago or so, they did this one big molar. So we got new, brand new filling in this molar. Well, 6 months later now, about a week ago, that filling completely, dissolved, failed, fell apart. Now there's no filling in that tooth. So I had to call and get an appointment. And of course, I can't get an appointment for a week, so now it's a week later from when my tooth fell apart, and I am now on my way to the dentist. So, I guess we'll see. I really am hoping that this dentist, the lady, will be able to refill this tooth, because I can just see they're going to be like, oh, we're going to have to put a crown on there and a root canal. And I don't want a crown and a root canal, because I'm sure that'll be quite expensive and probably unpleasant and painful. So that's why I'm going to the dentist. And my appointment is not at 2:30, because my dentist does not have any concept of the high comedy caliber of humor that we get on the Big Fatty Show. So so that's that. Now, so I'm going to the dentist. Whoopee! Oh my goodness, the roads are dirty and wet in some places. All right, so now batteries. I've got to tell you my battery story. Now, I have spoken about this before. Oh my God, I'm going to be way too early. I should have. Okay. You know that Tesla has a 12-volt battery in there in that car. I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where the 12-volt battery is just a regular car battery, which runs all of the 12-volt components of the car, like the lights, the blinkers, and the windows, and the heater. That's all runs off a 12-volt. So there's a not very large 12-volt battery in this car. And what happens is the car monitors the voltage of the 12-volt battery, and when it gets down below a certain level of voltage, then the car wakes up and charges up that battery using the, you know, the high capacity battery that powers, that drives the car, when, you know, the electric motor that makes the wheels turn, that giant battery comes on. And it uses the energy from the giant battery to recharge the 12-volt battery. So, some time ago, I noticed that there was a lot of, the car was running a lot, and there was a lot of charging happening, and I was suspicious of that 12-volt battery. So, I was kind of monitoring the problem, but I can see now that the car is losing 2% of its battery per day, trying to keep this 12-volt battery charged. So I have now gone and purchased a brand new 12-volt battery. I thought I could get away without it, but it seems like that 12-volt battery is no good. It has failed, and I think upon inspecting that battery, looking at it closely, it looks like it may have some bulges on it. So the battery has, you know, anytime you see a battery that is bulging, that's not a good thing. Although I don't know if lead acid batteries are susceptible to this bulging problem that happens. Anyway, I'm suspicious of the battery, but I'm also suspicious of the whole charging system, because the battery appears to hold a charge, but I guess it's not holding it long enough. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure, but the short answer is I have purchased a new battery for the Tesla. So I have not yet installed that battery, but I need to. I will probably do that today or tonight, after my dentist appointment. And we'll see how that all goes. So we shall see if this new battery solves the problem. Now, I'm damn near at my dentist appointment, and I'm 15 minutes early, so I don't know. Do I go into the dentist and wait in their dumb office waiting room, which has no magazines, or do I sit in my car, talk to you guys for longer? We're now about 3 weeks out from the destruction and the death of the Faye driver and the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, so you've got about 3 weeks to download all the award-winning episodes of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And after December 19th, that website's going to be dead. All the files will be gone. And you won't be able to email me. So if you have anything you want to email me, send a message to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com before December 19th. All right, I am the Faye driver. I'm going to take my sore tooth, it's actually not sore, it doesn't really hurt, to the dentist and see what she has to say. All right, take care, goodbye.